Well, as we saw this morning, God is wanting us to worship with thanksgiving. And we looked how we respond to Him, that we respond to Him by giving Him thanks. We respond to Him by singing. We saw this morning that as we are worshiping Him, many times we are declaring the virtues of God as the psalmist did. He declared that God is the rock of His salvation, and that had many different meanings. It had meanings such as God is my protector, my provider, my defender, my fortress. God is the one that gives me strength. And then he spoke that God was the one true God, that He was our God, and He was claiming God unto Himself, that this is not some nebulous force that we call upon in some time of need, but this is the God that knows me. This is the God that created me in my mother's womb. This is the God that breathed the breath of life into me. And because He knows me, He saved me, and because of His goodness and His grace. He was proclaiming that God was the Creator. That God had created the deep things in life. The Grand Canyon, the mountains, all the dry lands were formed by His hands. So we saw this morning that we respond to God by giving thanks and by singing. And tonight, I believe that, go to the next couple slides there. That we respond to God by praying. Should be on the third point. Okay, there we go. We respond to God by praying. I want to read from the second verse of that 95th Psalm. He said, "Let us come before His presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto Him with psalms." Let's pray. Father God, we thank You so much. We thank You for this time of season that You've brought us to, that we might truly be excited about the small things in life that You do for us, that we might be excited about the sunrise that we see and the beautiful sunsets that we see. Father, we thank You for the beauty of the snow itself and how beautiful it is as it lays upon the trees of Your nature. Father, we give You thanks for all of those things. We thank You for these that have come tonight. We pray, Father, that You would speak to our hearts, that we might always have a spirit of thanksgiving, regardless of the circumstances that are going on in our lives. And Father, we thank You and praise You now in Jesus' name. Amen. It is good to have a spirit of thanksgiving. And when we respond to God by praying, the psalmist said, come into His presence with thanksgiving. Why did he say to come into His presence with thanksgiving? Turn with me also to Philippians chapter 4. Philippians chapter 4, verse 6. Paul is writing to the church at Philippi and he says, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Keep that up there for a moment. Why did he not say, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, let your requests be made known unto God? Why did he say that there should be thanksgiving? Why is that so important? See, I believe that God wants us to pray with thanksgiving. Amen? God wants us to pray with thanksgiving. But many times, we don't feel thankful. Paul of all individuals had every reason to not be thankful. He was on his way to Damascus. He was there doing what he thought was the Lord's business. He was there and he had his entourage with him. And in the midst of the road on Damascus, as he was going to Damascus, he met the manifested presence of Jesus Christ. And it was so strong and so powerful that it knocked him off of his donkey or horse or whatever it was he was riding. Knocked him to the ground. When they came to arrest Jesus in the garden, the soldiers all came and Jesus said, "Who are you looking for?" And they said, "We're looking for Jesus of Nazareth." And Jesus said, "I am He." And they fell back to the ground. The power of the manifested presence of Jesus Christ is so powerful that it literally knocked them to the ground. When Jesus arose, said that the guards were afraid and the earth shook, and as the angel came, they fell back to the ground. In a few weeks, we're going to be celebrating Christmas, and you're going to hear about the shepherds in the field watching their flocks by night, and lo, an angel of the Lord appeared unto them, and they were so afraid. They were all on the ground because of that fear. That awe. We are to pray with thanksgiving. It's not just about praying and asking God to do things in our lives or to fix situations in our lives. See, Paul had every reason to not be thankful. I want to read a list of things that took place in his life. He was stoned in Lystra. He was driven out of the city in Thessalonica. He was rejected in Athens. He was jailed in Philippi. He was apprehended in Caesarea. He was imprisoned in Rome. He was shipwrecked on the way to Rome. He was then released and jailed once again. And then he would be beheaded under Nero's authority. Paul had every reason to not be thankful. He had so many bad things happen to him. If anyone had a reason to not be thankful, it would have been Paul. But Paul said, "Care for nothing, but in everything, let your prayers and supplication be with thanksgiving. Let your requests be made known unto God." Why is it so important? Why did the psalmist say, "Come into His presence with thanksgiving"? See, God wants us to pray with thanksgiving because when we pray with thanksgiving, it gives us a change of attitude. It gives us an attitude of gratitude. It changes how we truly think. How many here have ever had a bad day? A bad day. Come on, now you're lying to me if your hand's not in the air. All right, and then you'll have to go to God and ask for forgiveness that you lied to the pastor, of all people to lie to. Friday, Dwayne had dropped off a sealer, a pack. You pack the meat, and it sucks the air out and it seals it up so that I could process the deer. And so I was at Walmart and I picked up, because I needed to get some more of the rolls, the membrane, whatever you call it, the bags. So I went to Walmart, saw Julie there and everything, and everything was great. And he dropped off, he dropped off some stuff for me. And so I went home. I wasn't feeling good anyway. My stomach had just been going, been nasty all day. Been nasty all day long. And so I'm going to process this deer now. And so I'm taking the quarters in and I'm cleaning it up and I'm deboning it and so forth. And my knee is killing me. I'm standing there and as I run out of what was with Dwayne's machine, I go and get what I just bought. Lo and behold, I bought the wrong stuff. Well, I could package. This was the type that has the two pockets in it. It's a very long thing, and you can cut it off and seal both ends, and it makes two bags in one. That's not what I wanted. But I could package the steaks. So I packaged the steaks in that. And Danielle had come, and baby was there, and my knee was killing me. My stomach was upset. I was not having a good day, and I had to go back to Walmart. Yeah. But see, I was going to a different Walmart because the first Walmart was the one down here in Greenmount Commons. But I'm not going to drive clear across town to go to the same Walmart because I'm not taking it back. That's just my bad, and we're going to use it any way we can. So I'm going to the one on 50 over here. So I go to that Walmart, and of course, it can't be in the same place. I had to ask the first one, where's this stuff at? And they had to wander me all over the store to find it. So I get to the second one. And see, my stomach has been so bad that I haven't been very far from the toilet about every 20 minutes. You know, and that wasn't too fun for me. And I get the stuff, I'm getting into the line, and I'm in the quick checkout, 20 items or less. Don't you know there's a full buggy in front of me? It's like, dude, read the sign. Go someplace else. And I'm standing there and my knee's killing me and, oh, gosh, it's hurting. And the checkout guy, this nice young black man was there and he was talking and being nice to everybody and taking forever. And my stomach is going... And I'm thinking, I'm going to not make it through this line. So finally it opens up and I walk up. I put my one item on there and he rings it up and I slide my card. And he goes, how's your day going today? And I went, I've had better, I said. He said, well, I know exactly what you're going through. And I'm thinking, no, you don't. You don't have a clue. He says, I had a bad day a couple days ago. Went, and he tells me this long story about he went over to his grandfather's house to get some stuff. And the grandmother, which really isn't his grandmother, it's the woman that his grandfather married, doesn't like him. And they got into an argument. And then the cops were called and all of this stuff going on. And it's like, dude, just ring me out. I don't think I'm going to make it. Ring me out. And so he finally rings me out and he says, have a nice day, as I'm pushing my cart and limping along, you know. And I figure I'm not going to make it to the car, let alone drive home. So good thing Walmart has bathrooms. So I went into the bathroom and that's where God talked to me. I know what that's like because see that God gets me when I can't get away. He does that. That's how I got saved, by the way. He got me in the bathroom. Yep. And he said, you were rude. It's like, God, I'm not feeling good. You know that. You were rude. God, I'm sorry, but I just didn't feel good. I felt like you were rude. Yeah, I was. Well, you better make it right. I just want to go home and package the deer. You want to make it home? Yeah, I have those conversations with God. So I get done with my business and I have to go by Him in order to go out. Now, every aisle at the checkout line is full, except His. He's standing there and there's no one in His line. It's like, are you kidding me, God? So I walk back up to Him. I go, hey, how are you doing? And He goes, hi, it's you again. Yeah, it is. I said, I just wanted to tell you something. I was having a bad day, and you were really nice to me. And I wanted to thank you for that. He goes, well, thank you. Thank you for telling me. I said, you know, I just haven't been feeling good, and I was thinking only of me. And here you were thinking that you were helping. And you were being nice, but it wasn't helping, but you were being nice, and I was being rude. And so I apologize for that. He goes, oh, don't think anything about that. I said, well, I just wanted to thank you for being nice, because you're going to make a lot of people's day today as they're checking out. And I just wanted to let you know that. He goes, well, that's nice. Thank you. So I parted and went home. God let me get all the way home. And then I finished processing the deer. When we pray with thanksgiving, it changes our attitude. It gives us an attitude of gratitude. It changes our way of thinking. That's why Paul, having experienced all the bad things that Paul had experienced, he says, pray, let your prayers be made with thanksgiving. Because it changed his attitude. Even in the midst of turmoil, even in the midst of being in prison, there in Philippi was Silas and all the other prisoners. You gotta think about what that place smelled like, what that place felt like. And they were singing praises. They were worshiping the Lord. And the Bible says that the prisoners heard them. And about that time, the earth shook and the doors opened up and they continued in their worship service. And the jailer thought that they would all be gone and that they would kill him because of his lack of responsibility. And he was about to take his own life, and Paul comes in and goes, hey, don't hurt yourself. We're still all here. We're having worship service over here. Paul knew that that's where God wanted him to be. See, many times we miss the small things that God is doing, and we get so stuck in our own little way and the things that are going on in our life, and we have to do this and this and this, and I got to process the deer, and I got to let the dog out, and I got to do all these things, and we're not thinking about Almighty God. And God has to slow us down sometimes so that we will focus solely on Him and on who He is. Lastly, we need to see that we respond to God by listening to God. By listening. Look at our main text once again in verse 7. Says, for He is our God, and we are the people of His pasture and the sheep of His hand. Today, if you will hear His voice. today. Didn't say yesterday, didn't say tomorrow. He said today, if you will hear my voice. See, what God does for us is personal. It's always on time. It's today. He's relative to us. When we respond to Him, we respond to Him by listening, because He speaks to us through His Word. Through His Word, His spoken Word, through His Word that He gives us, He speaks to us. That's why the psalmist says, if you will listen, or if you will hear His voice today. God speaks through His Word. And many times we have situations going on in our lives that are less than fun. Sid is going to be going through some trying times here shortly, going through an operation. He needs to have phone calls and visits so that he knows that God and God's people care for him. One of the reasons why God speaks to us through His Word is because we cannot control, hear me, our feelings. But we can command our will. Now what I mean by that is this. Sometimes we don't feel thankful, but when we command our will line up and make our feelings line up with the way they're supposed to be. That's how He changes our attitude. When we command our will. Remember last week I talked about worshiping in spirit and in truth. How we take every thought captive to the obedience of Christ. That's commanding your will. Years ago, I weighed close to 300 pounds. And I was determined I was going to exercise and eat right. I mean, I was not exercising and I was eating everything under the sun. So I really felt that's what God wanted me to do. So my body would feel like, hey, I'm hungry. And it's almost like I had to separate what my body was saying from what my will was. Because my body would say, I think I want chocolate. And I would say, no, it's not going to happen. You will eat when I feed you. It's that simple. I had to really segregate all of that in my life. And it's amazing when I commanded my will and allowed God to form what I should be doing, the pounds started coming off. Now, this last time that I lost weight was not because of anything of that sort. That's all been medical things going on. But God wants us to command our will, because when we take every thought captive to the obedience of Christ, He is able to direct our will. And as He directs our will, we are able to see the small things that He is doing in our lives, so that we can walk in harmony with Him. And so that when we come into His presence, we can come into His presence with thanksgiving. There have been times, I know, in my own life, in my own walk, where I question what God is doing. God, why are you taking me down this path? Why are you taking me down this direction? This is not the direction I should be going. And God will just kind of stop me and have me focus on Him. And when I focus on Him, He will direct my focus on what He has done in the past. Now hear me when I say this. When He has you focus what He's done in the past, that allows you then to step back away from the situation and to see the entire direction that He's leading you. And yes, it's not always a straight path to where He is taking you, but it is going to get there eventually. But if you don't spend that time with Him and command your will and allow Him to direct your path, it's a hodgepodge of thoughts. It's a hodgepodge of trying to understand what He is doing in your lives. That's why when we worship, we should always be worshiping with thanksgiving. Thanking Him, yes. God, thank You for my wife. Yes, Lord, thank You for my family. Thank You for my grandchildren. God, thank You for the home I have. God, thank You for the soft, warm bed that I sleep in. God, thank You for the shoes that I wear. God, thank You for the clothes You have given me. God, thank You for the vehicle I drive. God, thank You. And you can go on and on and on. And when you do that, you start to see the very small things that God has done. And you become so thankful for who He is and what He has done in your life that thankfulness seeks an outlet of praise for who He is. That's what He's desiring in each and every one of our lives. If we could just touch His face, caress His face, kiss His face, if we could just see the small things that He does each and every day in our lives, we would spend so much more time loving on Him. Our little grandchild, Kinsley, what a character. She is a hoot. She is a hoot now. Every time I'm in her presence, she comes over to give me a big hug. And she'll hug on this leg, and then pretty soon she'll hug on this leg, and then she'll stand right in front of me, and I'll be wanting to talk to Nathan or Amanda or somebody, and I'll just kind of push her out of the way, and pretty soon she's hanging on the back of my leg back here, and it's like, what are you doing, child? What are you doing? And she's just hugging on Papa. And it's like, well, come here. And I'll pick her up, and I'll say, you need to give Papa a big hug. And she'll give me a squeeze around the neck, and then it's like, no, that's not a big hug. That's a little hug. Give me a big one. And she'll look at me in the face, and she'll just squeeze, and her face gets all wrinkled up. She loves being with her papa. We ought to love being with our papa. So much that when we see those little things that He has done, it touches our heart. And because of that, there's a flow of praise and adoration for who He is. God wants to do so much in our individual lives. God wants to touch not only your life, but your entire family, your neighbors, the people on your block, the people you come in contact with. And sometimes we get beside ourselves. And we don't feel very thankful because of the things that are going on in our lives. But when we slow down and we speak to God, God will always direct our path back to the course that He has set for us. Just like that day in Walmart. I wasn't wanting to talk to that young man again. I had things to do. But God thought that that was important enough to go back and to talk to him. If we respond to him obediently, he will bless us abundantly. I'm going to say that again. When we respond to him obediently, he will bless us abundantly. And that's what he has in store for each and every one of us. As we enter into this Thanksgiving season, I want you to spend some time just thanking God, just spending time writing down the things that you're thankful for. And you better be prepared to write down the small things. The small things. Lord, thank you for giving me a wife that puts all the spoons in the spoon slot in the silverware drawer. Some people would just throw all the silverware in the drawer and be done with it. God, thank you for those little things. Those little things that touch our lives. When we start commanding our will and taking every thought captive to the obedience of Christ, and he directs our paths, we will see God do not only the small things, but the large things as well. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you so much. We thank you because of all that you have done, that you can always, that we can always have a spirit of thanksgiving in our hearts. And we thank you, Father, that through that spirit of thanksgiving, our attitudes are changed and we have an attitude of gratitude. And Father, we thank you that your thoughts are always higher than our thoughts. Your ways are always higher than our ways. And Father, we thank you that you bring us along where you are working. And Father, we thank you that through that, we can experience all of your goodness and all of your grace. Father, we pray that this week you will dismiss us with your grace and mercy, and that you will allow us the time to just be thoughtful and thankful for those around us that touch our lives. And Father, we pray that this week we might truly see the small things that you do in our lives so that we can truly experience all that you are. For it's in Jesus' name we do pray. Amen.